Hello.
Hello again.
And happy birthday to Candace.
Oh, thanks.
Today's Candace's birthday, everybody. Everybody wish Candace a happy birthday on social media.
Oh, God.
Here another...
I got my Medicare card. I'm officially...
She texted me right away when she got it.
I was so excited. It's very weird.
Was that the right... Is excited the right word?
No, okay. It's not at all. Okay. It's really... It's kind of like, oh my God, I'm going to die tomorrow, you know, because it's like, I really am old now.
Okay. I don't feel like you're much older than you were last week, so we're still good. You're still in good shape.
Okay, so... I'm Candace.
I'm Natalia.
This is Not a Single Fork.
Before we forget to tell you again.
Your favorite food and cooking podcast that is totally out there.
Yeah, and I don't know what the fuck is happening, but we're having a shit ton of downloads.
And love that. We appreciate it. I don't understand it, but thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We'd love to hear from you. Be vocal with us. Get on our Facebook, Instagram, website, all the shit.
All that stuff.
Talk to us. Tell us who you are. We'll give you shout
outs. We'll give you a shout out for sure.
Yeah, because we're like, who are these people listening to us? It's so weird. Yeah,
but I love it. Thank you.
Thank you. So, how was your Halloween?
Oh, God. You know, I live in a neighborhood where, I know there are children in this neighborhood. And the first year I was here,
You have like six that live next door.
I know. And there were so many trick-or-treaters the first year I was here. And then last year, of course, there were none.
Right. Nobody did it.
I had two. I had three bags of candy. And actually, Shay, my younger daughter, had gone out because we were concerned that maybe we'd get a ton of trick-or-treaters. Yeah. She couldn't even find Halloween candy, so she bought Christmas candy.
It doesn't matter. They don't care.
They don't care.
As long as it's not like a
and
toothbrush.
And I got two trick-or-treaters. Well, early, shit. Like before it was dark. Yeah, so it was quiet, which is fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
How was yours?
Oh, it was fine. It was low key. Went to a friend's house. I vomited. It was,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, they didn't know I
threw
up.
You're now allergic to gin.
Yeah. Shh. Don't tell anyone. I'm not allergic to gin. I went home
just
and got
kidding.
Sick. Like, it was just weird. It was a perfect combination, I think, of just fire, and I'm kind of nasally, as you guys might be able to hear, and like mucus, and you know, all the... It's definitely delicious things to talk about on a food
podcast.
Yeah,
let's do that. Yeah. Yum, yum.
So anyway, it all came out. And that was very eventful. So yeah, nothing super exciting. And I wasn't shit-faced, so that was disappointing. I mean...
You have nothing to attribute to.
I have nothing. Right. That's what I mean. Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't if I was super drunk and throwing up, I'd be like, okay, well, there you go. Dumbass. So what else? What else do we need to catch up on before we dive into our topic?
I don't know. We did everything we could about Halloween, I think, and leading up to Halloween.
Yeah.
So I think we're ready to move on to, and it is chilly.
It's chilly outside, so let's talk about chili.
It's chilly. Time for chili.
Chili.
And there are many points of contention over chili, in our part of the country.
I had no idea. Like, I seriously had no idea how fucking serious some people are about chili. And then people are like, well, do you put beans in your chili? I remember hearing that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, doesn't everybody? Isn't that what fucking makes chili? Like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, first of all.
Yeah.
And I may be totally wrong. Chili to me is like a bunch of shit you throw in a pot that contains some kind of meat and beans, and it's usually dark color. Like that. I mean, seriously, like but people are very particular about what they put in their chili or what they don't put in their chili.
Right.
Or what they put their chili on top of when they eat it.
Well, yeah. I mean, all the things that they mix into their chili.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start with that, and then we'll talk about plating. Because I put my chili on something that I didn't think was weird, but people think it's weird. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
So when you make chili.
Okay. Well, I have a little backstory on my chili.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So my mom always made great chili.
Okay.
She used a packaged chili seasoning.
Sure.
Called Williams, I think was the name of it. I think it's probably still available. But it has cumin and chili powder. It's a mixture of things. And it tastes nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so her chili was basically ground beef, the chili seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
I think she put tomato juice in it, or maybe tomato sauce, I don't remember which, and beans.
Onions?
No.
What kind of beans?
Back in the day, they were known as husband-pleasing beans.
I don't know what the, I've never fucking heard of this.
They're those ranch-style beans that have, like, chili in them. Oh, like, chili seasoning.
Why is everything about pleasing your fucking husband? Why can't he
please
you?
Well, that's why they don't call him that anymore.
Yeah, no
because
shit.
Because people got all ticked off about it. But that's how her chili was.
It's so fucking annoying. I was just watching a show last night. Excuse me. I'm going to
go
on a rant.
Go.
Sorry for all the men that are listening, but I'm sure you're wonderful. Or not. So just fucking listen and take note. I was watching this fucking show last night, and it was like this couple, they have a young kid, they have a baby, and she was like, she's a chef, and she wanted to go to a food show, and she was going to leave her baby with her husband, his fucking baby, and she was like, are you going to be okay? I've got all this stuff ready for you. Are you sure I can leave the baby? And I was like, bitch, it's his baby too. Why the fuck did men, dads, get away with, like, just, like, fucking off, and, like, Anyway, I don't have children. It's not my. We'll move on. Chili.
Okay. So.
I'm done.
This is kind of a takeoff on where you just went.
Okay.
Because my ex apparently loved my mother's chili.
Oh.
Well, being a creative home cook, as I was at the time, I thought, well, I'm going to jazz this chili up. I'm going to use my own seasonings. I'm going to put different stuff in it. So I would saute onions and garlic.
Mm-hmm.
I would add jalapenos.
Mm.
Not a lot, enough for nice flavor. Sometimes pickled, sometimes fresh, but usually pickled because I didn't really understand the whole fresh thing back then. And ground beef and, you know, the usual.
Mm-hmm.
So he would kind of eat it. And then one day after I'd made it again, he says, you know, your mother's chili is so much better.
Yeah, fuck you.
And I was like, fuck you.
Make
I'm
your
not
own
ever
goddamn
making
chili
again.
Yeah.
So I stopped making chili.
I don't fucking blame you. I wouldn't make it either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You want chili, you fucking make it yourself. Piece of shit. Ex-husband, remember, guys.
Yeah. He's my ex.
Yeah.
Fuckhead.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't have any animosity or.
No. No.
No leftover anger or baggage associated with this.
Nobody does.
At all.
Nobody does. Let's be honest. Come on. Everybody loves their exes. Yeah. What the fuck ever.
I don't understand that.
Oh, I fucking hate that too.
You know?
I hate that. If you still love them, then be with them.
We're best friends.
Then why aren't you?
What?
Oh, so stupid. Sorry.
We just can't live together. Oh, okay.
Okay. And again, if you guys are hippy-dippy doing that shit out there and you're happy,
well,
then we don't care.
You know what? Good for you.
But we're apparently too fucking bitter for that shit. So
we're totally bitter with baggage. But that's what makes us interesting, right?
Yeah, that's why you love us, God, I hope.
Okay,
there's got to be more of us out there. I know there are.
There's a lot
of us. I know
there
are. Okay,
most of us.
Do you have a chili recipe pulled up, or what are you looking at
there?
Well,
what I'm looking at is, one of our landlords in Broken Arrow Rose District,
our current landlord. Yeah.
And we have the best landlords in the world.
We do. We really do.
Stan Sinar and Lynn Palmer
are
the world's best landlords. And Stan, it loves to send me
random
pictures of food that
he texts me
pictures of his food
that
he's especially proud of. And then last year, randomly, he texted me not only this chili in process that he was doing, but also a newspaper article about this chili, because the Sinar family in Oklahoma, in Muskogee particularly, was a very well-known family.
Okay.
Mike Sinar, who I believe was his uncle, was a U.S. representative from Oklahoma. And so the Sinars have been
around
for a while. And most people know of the Sinars. So this chili is known as Sinar chili.
Of course.
And I think it was Stan's grandfather who created this recipe. And it's quite involved.
Are you going to read us some?
I'm going to read you some of the stuff. Wait, there's one thing in particular. I've got to look for it.
So while Candace is looking for that, I'm going to talk.
Yes, talk. Okay.
So chili. So obviously I think people associate chili with like ground beef. I've had veal chili. You can make turkey chili. You can make chicken chili, which we'll talk about later too. There's so many different types. And again, to me, chili is like a soup. Like it's just a bunch of shit thrown in a pot. I mean, okay, yes, it has the basic, and I always put chili powder in it, which to me is what makes it chili. But you don't have to stick to, granted, like Candace is about to talk about, there are families that have a very regimented chili recipe and they don't veer from it. And that's fine. But there are other options out there. Did you find what you were looking for?
Well, kind of, but maybe it was just in the newspaper article. But there were some very kind of interesting, because this was from back in the day when people hunted. Well, not that people don't hunt around here all the time, but
right.
They hunted.
They were hunters and gatherers.
Yeah. Yes. And so they would put, you know, that odd squirrel or whatever into their food.
Because it was just a bowl.
Because it was just a bowl of food.
Food. Yeah. Bowl of shit. Yeah. Hot. Yeah.
My mother said that squirrels were really good eating.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten a squirrel?
No, I have not eaten a squirrel. I really don't want to eat a squirrel.
I really don't either.
I want to kill the squirrels.
All of the fucking squirrels. They make me insane.
Okay, so this is Sinar chili. It makes 2.5 gallons.
Oh, just in case you're hungry.
So it
for
uses
a snack.
It uses the Holy Trinity,
okay,
which is onion, green, bell pepper, and celery.
Okay, good.
Okay, ground meat. It doesn't say what kind of ground meat.
Squirrel.
But it's chili grind. It says. Then it uses Worcestershire sauce up to 1/2 cup, 1/2 cup of A1 sauce, and a 10 to 12 ounce bottle of ketchup.
Oh.
Then it has tomato paste, stewed tomatoes, tomato sauce, garlic, and then the chili seasoning he used is Gebhardt's Eagle brand chili powder seasoning.
So it's just already in a packet.
It's already in a packet. Okay. But then he also adds seasoned salt.
Everybody loves that seasoned
salt.
That
Lowry seasoned salt.
I never use it.
Dried oregano.
Okay.
2 to 3 cups of salsa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. It doesn't say what kind of salsa. I guess just whatever kind of salsa you like. A chili pepper, hot, 3 inches long.
Okay.
And then garlic, salt, and black pepper.
Let's post that recipe on the for today. People might want 2 gallons of fucking chili.
Should I put that on Patreon?
No, put it on our regular.
Put it on our regular.
Yeah.
Okay. This is.
Or I don't know. We don't know. We haven't decided yet.
But it'll be out there.
It'll be out there somewhere.
And Stan, I just want you to know that we're giving you a big shout out here, buddy, because I just thought I got the biggest kick out of
this. She really did. That was so funny. She's like, look what Stan just sent me. I mean, this was last year.
It was all the ingredients laid out in his kitchen, and he was getting ready to do the deal here. Yeah. So this is kind of, you know, I guess historically, this is what families around here have done with chili.
Well, and then you've got all these like chili cook-offs and these chili competitions.
God.
And like, that's a big deal. And I don't know if that's a big deal everywhere or if that's just a big deal here, but it's a big, people get really fucking serious about this shit.
Yeah.
And some people are, what's the word? Purists about their chili. Mm-hmm. Like I said about the bean thing. I'm like, how can you fucking have chili without beans? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. That didn't have beans in it.
Yeah, I don't. So it's just slop with meat? I mean, like, I don't understand. I'm not, Stan, that's not what I'm saying about your chili recipe. I'm just saying, like, does that to me just looks like vomit. Like, if it's just ground up, like tiny ground up pieces of meat
with
and just
tomatoes
liquid
in it. Yeah.
Like that's what my throw up looked like the other night. Like, let's be honest. So anyway, I mean, everyone is different, but again, like chili to me is quick. Well, not quick, but easy because I can throw.
You can do it. You could do it in your slow cooker.
Right.
Throw all that shit in there.
Or you can just
there.
Throw it in a pot and leave it on slow. On low. On low forever, you know? I mean, it doesn't matter when you fucking start it. And most of the ingredients are canned or, you know, cheap. They're cheap. Yeah. Most of the ingredients are cheap.
Well, and so in my family, when my mom would make her chili, because God knows I couldn't do it, She always served it with saltine crackers.
Okay, so you'd put your chili in a bowl and you just eat saltine crackers.
With, you know, you'd like dip. It was kind of like a dip thing.
Uh-huh.
Sort of.
So now people have, so we're going to go into this. We're going to jump around because that's what we do. So then I see people with this three-way chili. I'm like, what the
Cincinnati
fuck is
chili.
Three-way chili? What does that mean?
Well,
it's on spaghetti.
Spaghetti and then cheese and onions and beans.
But how is that three ways?
It's, well, because you add three things to it or more.
Oh, okay. And then the Frito chili pie.
Yeah.
Chili on your fucking hot dogs. Which,
Coney's.
Oh my God, you want to make me vomit.
Show me that. Oh my God. Okay, now there's a whole group of people
that
out
love,
there.
Love it.
That love these fucking Coney's.
Oh my God. And there's got to be people out there that don't know what they are? You don't want to know. Just move on.
Well, first of all, you've got an old... Well, not it's not old, but it's a squishy steamed bun.
And it's a tiny little sausage.
With a little wiener in it.
Gross. This all sounds disgusting already. And a bunch of vomit on top.
And here's the thing. Is the wiener, you don't know what's in that. I mean, you don't know what's in it anyway.
I mean, it's not like a Nathan's hot dog.
But this,
like,
is
not.
This is not a fancy ass hot dog.
No.
This is a little
old. It's like a Spam.
Wiener. And then they throw this...
Boiled. Isn't it boiled?
It's boiled.
A little old boiled wiener.
And then they throw some shitty ass chili on it that has no beans in it. And it's just sloppy.
It looks like
And then they throw
diarrhea.
A bunch of cheese on top of it.
Okay. And like Candace
cheese
said...
Cheese.
Like Candace said, there are people out there that love these things.
And I'm sure we've offended all of you. And go fuck yourself.
Yeah. And here's the thing we also realize is... And we've talked about it before. And you guys are going to agree with this. It's a nostalgic thing. You guys went and got these with your grandpa. This is why you love them. And that's fine. We all have that weird shit that's nostalgic to us that we're like... That brings me back.
But
you know, that's what food's about.
Don't sell that to me.
Don't
as
tell me
tasting
it's delicious.
Good. Don't tell me that tastes good.
Okay, it's comfort food and it's nostalgic. Fine, but don't be like.
And it'll make you fat as a toad frog.
It'll make you shit your brains out. So
okay, so don't sugarcoat it, Natalia. Just tell us how you feel.
So what I put my chili on, which I think my mom. I mean, I can't remember. I don't remember if chili was a big thing in my family or not. I'm sure she made it. Like, we put it on rice.
Oh, really?
See?
Yeah.
And that's weird for people, and it's not weird to me.
Yeah, I think that's European.
Okay.
Maybe like goulash-ish kind of.
Yeah,
well,
but goulash
has noodles.
It has noodles in it.
Yeah.
Like, we don't put that on rice. So anyway, yeah,
I
boil a little bit of rice and, I mean...
That sounds good.
It was good. It's good because you've got to think, like, you have your... you usually put a carb or a starch with it.
Yeah.
Crackers or Frito or...
Spaghetti.
A spaghetti or whatever. So why not try some rice? I mean...
Yeah.
You put a little bit in the bowl and then you put your shit on top. And then I finish it with raw onions because I'm a fucking onion whore.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
Cheese.
Yeah.
You know? And then call it good. And if you want to add hot sauce, you add hot sauce. But don't you have another chili recipe that's a little different?
Well, yeah. I mean, it is actually probably closer to a Mexican chili, like not a chili con carne, because chili con carne is just meat and chiles. But that's where the chili comes from originally.
Oh, okay.
Is chili con carne, but this is a chili verde chili that I make with chicken.
Okay, so
this does have beans in it, so it's a white bean chicken chili verde.
Yeah, and it's delicious.
And it's different. And it's very green because it has a lot of green chilies in it.
Yeah. And it almost, this is weird because it's not, but it feels lighter. Like when I'm eating it, like
yeah.
It sits lighter, obviously, than like a big beef, dark, stewy chili or a venison chili
something. I mean, it's very, this is one of those things.
It's kind of southwesty.
It's very southwesty.
Yeah.
Well, it's very Mexican,
mm-hmm.
Truly. Because it uses poblanos, Anaheims, and jalapenos.
Mm-hmm.
And It's, I mean, it's very
authentic. But it's very fresh.
It is fresh. Because you use fresh chilies.
Yeah, it's fresh as opposed to me, like I said, chili otherwise is like canned stuff or like, you know, canned tomatoes, canned beans, that kind of shit. So, yeah. And this is more fresh ingredients.
And this is a recipe that started from me reading America's Test Kitchen recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing with white bean chicken chili, just without the chile verde part to it, is that it is bland.
Okay.
And the chicken doesn't have any flavor.
So what does that recipe look like?
I think that it's mostly just white. I mean, it doesn't have a bunch of chilies in it. It's not a chile verde.
And chicken?
It's just kind of beans and chicken.
Okay.
So it's white beans and chicken.
Okay.
Stew, basically.
Right.
And so this is like a jumping off point from there, because the way that you create it, you're layering flavor, which I'm a big fan of.
Big fan.
And so when you do that, you bring flavor into the chicken and then into the chili itself. So there's a lot of steps involved. There's a lot of ingredients involved. It looks like there's a lot of ingredients, but basically it's chicken. It's three different kinds of chilies, it's spices, and it's white beans.
But this is one you can make and just let it hang out and simmer and chill too, right?
Yeah, but you've got to get it all put together
right
before
first.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll post this one somewhere too. So those will be our two recipes that we hide from you somewhere.
Yeah.
That you have to have an adventure to find.
Yeah. So if you want to go go woodsman, you go to Sign Our Chili, and if you want to go Mexican style,
Southwesty,
you can go white bean chicken chili verde.
That's right. So we'll have one here, and then we'll have one on Patreon. And since we've had so many fucking downloads lately, go the fuck over to Patreon and get some more shit from us if you like us.
Because we've got any number of recipes on there, fun videos,
yeah,
all kinds of stuff going on. So, okay, so when you start this recipe, I think a lot of the white bean chicken recipes just use like chicken breasts, boneless, skinless chicken breasts. Mm-hmm. And anyone will tell you that if you want to get flavor into something, you have to use meat on the bone.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to use a real chicken, not one that's been skinned and boned and all that jazz. So
a whole chicken.
So you have it. Well, you don't have to use a whole chicken, but use chicken part. You can use thighs and breasts and whatever.
Okay.
But you want a fair amount of chicken. And so you could have a whole chicken cut up,
mm-hmm.
or you could just use the parts that you like. If you're going to do that, I would use thighs mostly.
Yeah, they're juicy and delicious.
And they just have better flavor.
Yeah.
And so you're going to saute that, or brown it, I guess I should say. Brown it with the skin on. And then, and so you start it that way. But you don't finish it that way, because you take it back out of the pan.
Right.
And then that's when you start adding all your yummy.
You get all the flavor from all that in your pan. You all the goodies.
Yeah. So you have like, as the word is known as fond, F-O-N-D. And that is kind of the base for a lot of sauces and stews and things like that, that you can pull up off the bottom of the pan, mm-hmm. when you deglaze it or whatever. And then you add jalapenos and poblanos and Anaheims and onions and garlic. And you've whirled part of it in the food processor and part of it you haven't.
Okay.
So that you have kind of two different textures.
Okay.
And then you kind of, you get your pan real hot, throw it in there, and then it sizzles when you put it in. So you almost get a sear on all of your chilies and your onions and stuff, which
does
really
that burn your eyes?
It can.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
If you put your head over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Or your nose. Or
your
whatever.
Nose or whatever. And then you're going to add ground cumin and ground coriander, which is the seed from cilantro, because later on you're going to put fresh cilantro in,
mm-hmm.
it. And then
full circle.
Full circle. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. It's a circle of life.
Yeah.
And then after this is cooked for a little bit, then you put your chicken back in,
mm-hmm.
with chicken broth and with some white beans. And you can use navy beans, you can use cannellini beans, What else? Great Northerns. But it makes, and then you process part of those beans so that it makes it creamy.
Oh, nice.
And so you just let that cook. Now, when you put the chicken back in.
Don't give them the whole recipe now.
No, I'm not. I'm hitting the high points. Yeah. You want to take the skin off of it. Mm-hmm. So that you're not getting all that fat.
Yeah.
And you don't need that fat in there. You've already gotten the flavor off of it.
Right.
So you take the chicken skin off and put the chicken back in and then let the chicken stew with all of the veggies and the beans. And then the very last thing you do is you take the chicken back out and you pull it off the bone and shred it and put it back in. Mm-hmm. And then you finish it with cilantro and green onions.
And again, stuff like this, like if you do make 2 fucking gallons of it or whatever buckets of it or whatever the fuck Stan's recipe is, you can you can freeze this shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's so easy. Even
that's
this,
a good
yeah,
thing
that's
about
a nice
this
thing
stuff.
About pretty much all chili or soups.
Or soups and or stews. Yeah, you can freeze them.
You know, yeah, make a bunch. And then, because sometimes it tastes better after it's sat for a while.
Usually
you
the
know?
Next day it's much better.
And then it's all done and it's in your freezer. And I mean, fuck, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but like in the winter, that's what I want. I want soups and stews and chilies. And okay, yeah, you want mac and cheese and you want all this other fucking comfort food too. But you want that warm, cozy food.
Yeah.
You know? So have it ready.
That, what do they say? It sticks to your ribs.
Ribs. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we made the other night. We made pasta oatmeal that stuck to your ribs. Oatmeal sticks to your ribs too. So do ribs. Anyway, what else we got?
I think that's all I have. I think that's all I have to say about
that's
chili.
That's all you have to offer?
Well, I mean, when I make chili outside of my white bean chili, I go back to that recipe that I used to make when I, you know.
Your mom's morph?
Yeah.
The morph of your mom's recipe?
Well, it really wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was just, she made it the way that you made it back in the 60s,
right.
You know, with all this, you know, packaged shit.
Shit, yeah.
It tasted really good.
Yeah.
But I just want to put interesting things. So I will put black beans in my chili.
Oh yeah. Or I know some people that like corn in their chili.
Corn,
or
yeah.
Black olives in their chili.
I don't know if I'd go that because yes. I'm not really big lover of
look,
black.
I don't like it. I'm just saying I know people that do.
Yeah. No, yes. I'm not taking yes. your opinion here.
Yes. No, I'm not either.
So, yeah, so that's, I mean, I just kind of wing it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing to do is that we were doing a charcuterie class last night, and we try to get people to wing it. And it's really hard for people.
Yeah, because people like recipes and people like structure, and I get that too. Like,
I do.
I understand that too, and you must understand that even better because you are that person. But in most of life, but when it comes to cooking, this is why we don't bake. It's what I always say. Baking is a science. Baking is precise. Cooking, fuck it. Like, throw some sugar in there. Throw some pepper in there. I mean, if you fuck it
just
up.
Just change the, you know, if you don't like the flavor, add something to change it.
Yeah, try something new. Try something different. You can't fuck it up that bad, especially when it comes to chili.
And you know what? If you do, throw it out and go order a pizza.
Yeah.
I'm big on that.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. You know, it's just not gonna end the world.
People get so stressed out, I think, because they see all these, and I'm sorry, and I know we've discussed this before, but Martha Stewart's out there, and Martha Stewart, and her shit is perfect and beautiful and wonderful, and I'm not taking anything away from that, but please don't expect your shit to look or taste or smell or act that way, because it's not real. That's not real life. That's made for TV. That's made for magazines. That's, I mean, nobody is that put together and fucking perfect and stress-free. Like,
and that's why I'm glad that they have those shows out there now, like Nailed It.
Yeah, because that's real.
That's real life.
Yeah, that is real life. And if you end up trying to make something and it looks like that, that's what it ends up for most people.
Yeah.
So don't poo-poo on yourself.
It's okay.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Damn it.
It'll be okay.
Everything's okay.
So that's all I got. You got anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, well, stay fresh.
Chili bags.
Not a a Single Fork is made possible by the Girl Can Cook cooking studio and kitchen, where real people learn how to cook real food and have fun while they're doing it. Located in beautiful downtown Broken Arrow, Oklahoma's historic Rose District, the Girl Can Cook holds recreational cooking classes during the week and private classes and parties on the weekend. Personalized catering and wine dinners to fit almost any occasion are also available. Check out the Girl Can Cook at thegirlcancookschool.com.